everyone. Welcome to the first ever remote meeting of the Portland Water District Board of Trustees. My name is Guy Cody. I serve as president of the board and will be directing us through the agenda tonight. Some patience may be needed, but I think overall, I think we'll get through this in good form. For understanding, we have Mr. Currier from the public this evening. There will be two opportunities for public comment on issues not on this evening's agenda. We'll have a public comment period early in the meeting and another at the end of the meeting. In addition, I will also ask for public comment on each specific agenda item that we have. In addition to the Board of Trustees that we have this evening, we're joined on this call by our General Manager, Ms. Carrie Lewis, our Clerk, Donna Kasafikas, our Treasurer, David Kane, and several members, staff members from the Water and Wastewater Divisions. Before we take a roll call, I do want to outline a few steps that we plan to use to try to help organize this meeting. For each agenda item that we come upon, where we need a motion and a second, we'll call upon a trustee on making said motion. Certainly, you have the option not to make or second a motion, but in order to make it easier for Carrie Walker taking the minutes for this evening by me calling on the specific trustees, that will allow her to know who's actually speaking. With that, we will get things started, and on every vote that we do this evening will require a roll call vote, and the order by which the clerk will ask for the votes will be the order that we sit in from right to left on the stage right to stage left at the meetings. So with that, Don, a roll call, please.
Sure. So that first order of business will be a roll call. If you could just tell me present when I say your name. Trustee James Will, you representing Portland?
Here.
Trustee Joseph Savisky, representing Cape Elizabeth and South Portland?
Present.
Trustee Kim Rich, representing Portland?
Present.
Trustee Gary Libby, representing Portland?
Here.
Trustee Guy Cody, representing Westbrook?
Present.
Trustee Louise Douglas, representing Windham and Lehman?
Present.
Trustee Seth Garrison, representing Scarborough?
Present.
Trustee William Lent, representing Falmouth and Cumberland?
Present.
Trustee Ken Levinsky, representing Portland?
Present.
Trustee Matthew Beck, representing Cape Elizabeth and South Portland?
Present.
And Trustee Robert Burns, representing Gorham?
Present.
Our next item of business is that we need to convene the meeting with a vote to conduct this special meeting remotely. The reason I am asking you to do that is because this is a brand new statute, and no one in the state has a policy or has enacted a policy in order to have remote meetings. So we need a ratification from the board that we can have this meeting this evening. So what I need is a motion. President Cody, if you could call on someone to have a motion to allow this meeting, business meeting of April 6th, to be conducted remotely. I need a motion and a second, and then I will provide a roll call vote.
Trustee Savisky, could you provide a motion to allow for a special meeting remotely?
Certainly. I would move that we approve that this special meeting be held remotely.
And a second by Trustee Garrison, please.
Yes, I second that motion.
Thank you.
Okay, we will now do a roll call vote, and when I call on you, if you simply just say yes or no. Trustee Willie?
Yes.
Trustee Savisky?
Yes.
Trustee Rich?
Yes.
Trustee Libby?
Yes.
Trustee Cody?
Yes.
Jackson?
Yes.
Trustee Lunt?
Yes.
Trustee Levinsky?
Yes.
Trustee Beck?
Yes.
Trustee Burns?
Yes.
Thank you very much. The next item on the agenda, we were supposed to have an annual meeting tonight that was going to elect the officers. So through the president, what I'm requesting is that we have a motion to table the annual election of officers until May 26th of 2020.
Trustee Lunt, would you provide a motion to table this?
I make a motion that we table the annual meeting until the May 25th meeting.
Trustee Levinsky, can I get a second?
Second the motion.
No discussion on a tabling motion?
That's correct. So we will move now to a roll call. Trustee Willie?
Yes.
Trustee Savisky?
Yes.
Trustee Rich?
Yes.
Trustee Libby?
Yes.
Trustee Cody?
Yes.
Trustee Douglas?
Yes.
Trustee Garrison?
Yes.
Trustee Lent?
Yes.
Trustee Levinsky?
Yes.
Trustee Beck?
Yes.
And Trustee Burns?
Yes.
Thank you. President Cody, it's all yours.
That moves us to item number 4 on our agenda, acceptance of the minutes of the regular meeting of February 24th and special meeting of March 9th. And the workshop meeting of March 9th as well. Trustee Beck, if I could get a motion to accept the minutes.
So moved.
Second by Trustee Burns.
That's a second.
Are there any comments or revisions, edits to the acceptance of those minutes? Hearing none. The roll call.
We will do the roll call. Yes, thank you. Trustee Willie?
Yes.
Trustee Savisky?
Yes.
Trustee Rich?
Yes.
Trustee Libby?
Yes.
Trustee Cody?
Yes.
Trustee Douglas?
Yes.
Trustee Garrison? Trustee Lunt?
Yes.
Trustee Levinsky?
Yes.
Trustee Beck?
Yes.
And Trustee Burns?
Yes. Thank you. That brings us to our first invitation for public comment. Seeing how we do have a member from the public, Mr. Currier, did you have anything you wanted to comment on this evening?
Just one thing. Again, my name is Dennis Currier, and I live on Little Diamond Island. And I talked to the PUC early today, and they're the ones that suggested that I call and participate in this meeting. From what we're understanding, the water might not be turned on until sometime in May, and I guess I'm wondering if you have any comment on how optimistic that could be. There are eight people living on this island right now without water. We're living out of rain barrels and any water that we can get from, you know, deliveries. So I'm just kind of wondering if you have any insight on what we might be up against looking in the future here.
Carrie,
probably nobody was prepared to talk about that tonight, I'm sure.
Certainly with the governor's stay-at-home order, executive order, and not having people come from out of state, the background on that particular letter that I suspect that you received?
I haven't yet,
know, we've been quarantined and, you know, we're following the stay at home. We pick our mail up in town, so we haven't had any mail, you know, in the last 4 or 5 days.
May I okay. chime in, Mr. President?
Yes, yes.
Mr. Currier, this is Carrie Lewis. I'm the general manager. How can I just ask how, why it is that these properties don't have water at the moment?
Well, they're seasonal. They were seasonal cottages, so they have put in meters, and we usually get water around the 20th to the 25th of April. I know there's a directive that we're supposed to have water by May 1st under normal circumstances, but of course these aren't normal circumstances. So again, there are eight people living here without water. I mean, this is my permanent residence. I've been here, my wife and I, for the last 2.5 weeks living off of rainwater, and obviously the sooner that we can get water, the happier we're going to be.
Right. I understand. And I don't mean to pry, but I'm just curious. Have you just moved back to the island early, or did your water run out?
No. We spend winters in Puerto Rico, but we were strongly suggested by the governor of Puerto Rico to leave the island. So we came back earlier than we normally do. And, you know, we fully expected to be without water till normal turn-on time, but not sure that that's going to happen. So I guess we're just looking for any assistance that you may be able to give to determine when we can expect water. I mean, we don't expect miracles, but any help we could get would be appreciated.
Okay, well, let me tell you, we actually just got together and talked about that today. And we will be asking the trustees tonight to formally approve an extension to our terms and conditions to take it past May 1st. But here's the plan, as we're going to try to lay it out. And as you sound like you're a very understanding person, this is changing awfully quickly. And assuming that our staff stays healthy and we're able to do the work that we want to do, we will start activating water mains around April, the week of April 20th, and we will be able to be installing meters the week of May, after May 5th. So that would be in a letter that you would have gotten in the normal course of things to, you know, reach out to the district to tell us when you were going to be there to put the meters in. So that's how it's looking right now, and we're going to do our best to meet that schedule.
I mean, if you could do that, we would be so appreciative. I mean, I know you're under a lot of pressure right now, but, you know, living without water is a very difficult thing.
I am sure it is, and I thank you for being understanding. We are trying to do the best that we can. That's our target at the moment, is to start taking appointments after May 5th. So if you want to call our customer service people, or you want to, there's an email, or if you get your letter, or tell me how I can get something to you so that you can let us know which addresses you all at and get on the list.
Mm-hmm.
So, why don't you give me your phone number, if you don't mind, and then I'll have somebody, you know, reach out and let you know how to make the appointment.
That would be terrific. I mean, I did today go to your website and make out the form to activate the service.
All right, you're golden then.
I have done that today.
Okay, that was exactly what I was going to try to set you up for. So thank you for letting us know you're out there. We will do our best to make this, you know, as soon after May 5th or as soon after that as we possibly can.
Anything you can do is appreciated.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you much.
Thank you, Mr. Currier.
I'm going to drop off now. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone else from the public that may have dialed in? Hearing no one, we will move on to new business. And the first item A.
So item A is resolution 20-004. I want to tell you a little bit about this item because it has changed slightly since we dropped Bobby's package. By email today, you should have received a memorandum, and the new resolution number is 20-004A. The reason we had to change the memo is because the first memo dealt with only waiving late fees. And as you can tell from the previous discussion we just had about seasonals, the issue of delaying our seasonal activations came up. So we needed to do a suspension of a portion of our terms and conditions dealing with the dates of service for seasonal customers. So because of that, you will see that item 20-004A is an order authorizing the waiver of late fees for delinquent water bills and authorizing suspension of the activation of seasonal water service and delaying it.
Okay, I will take this. The following proposed language to amend resolution number 20-004, which is presently on the agenda, only as a waiver of late fees item, and is presented for Board of Trustee approval. The completed, amended, and restated motion. Whereas the governor of the state of Maine declared a civil state of emergency on March 15, 2020, as a result of the coronavirus pandemic, and whereas various municipalities in the district's territory have declared similar civil states of emergency, and whereas the Board of Trustees recognizes the financial hardship the coronavirus pandemic is causing for some of its ratepayers, and whereas the district's seasonal customers will be returning to their properties and requesting seasonal water service, whereas the district's terms and conditions of service provide late payment charges are assessed for overdue water bills that are not paid within 25 days from the postmark date or 25 days from the e-bill notification date, the interest rate charged will be the interest rate established for delinquent taxes by the state treasurer. Now, item number 22 in our terms, seasonal customers. A seasonal customer regularly takes service for only a portion of the year from either a surface or deep main. The seasonal customer will be subject to seasonal rules and rates. An initial bill will be generated and no additional charges will be assessed unless the consumption upon closing the account exceeds the usage allowed in the seasonal rate. When the account is closed, the meter must be removed and the water service must be disconnected. Seasonal customers served by a surface water main shall be provided water service between May 1st and October 15th. Now, therefore, be it resolved that late payment charges provided for in the district's terms and conditions are hereby suspended, and that the general manager is authorized to waive late fees for delinquent water bills owed to the district. Be it further resolved that the time period provided for the terms and conditions for connecting seasonal customers is hereby suspended, and the general manager is authorized to establish such dates for services as she deems necessary for the public health and safety and the health and safety of Portland Water District employees. Be it further resolved, any actions waiving fees or changing dates of seasonal water service taken by the general manager prior to this vote are hereby ratified. Now, therefore, be it resolved that late payment charges provided for in the district's terms and conditions are hereby suspended, and that the general manager is authorized to waive late fees for delinquent water bills owed to the district. The suspension and authority is granted from March 25th, 2020 until 30 days after the end of the civil state of emergency declared by the governor. If I could have a second by Trustee Rich.
Second.
Thank you. A background analysis. Pursuant to the bylaws of the district, the general manager shall be the administrative head of all activities of the district under the policy guidance and governance of the Board of Trustees, and shall have such other powers and duties as the trustees from time to time shall prescribe. The general manager shall keep the Board of Trustees fully informed at all times as to the status of district activities. The governor of the state of Maine has declared a state of emergency in order to respond to the coronavirus pandemic and its effects on our state. Several municipalities in the district service territory have also declared states of emergency and shelter-in-place orders. The coronavirus pandemic is having an adverse effect on the economy as a result on some of the district's ratepayers. In an effort to mitigate these impacts, it is recommended that late fees be waived until such time as the state of emergency and a 30-day period thereafter is over. With respect to seasonal services and customers, the general manager has reached out to the Portland city manager to coordinate the establishment of services. By agreement, the district anticipates activating seasonal bays beginning April 27th. The activation of seasonal services is anticipated to begin May 5th, with a goal of being completed by June 1st. This is dependent on staff resources and the status of the pandemic. Fiscal review, the potential financial impact to the district of foregoing late payment charges is approximately $1,500 per month. Seasonal accounts generate $600,000 a year, so one-month delay could decrease revenue by up to $100,000. Because of the delayed activation of the seasonal services, the rates charged to those customers may be reduced. Staff will present a recommendation at a future meeting. The $100,000 estimated amount includes the possible rate reduction. Corporate Council has reviewed this proposed motion and approved the form. Conclusion, the state of emergency related to the coronavirus is ever evolving. Approval of this resolution will provide some financial relief to ratepayers who do not have the means to pay their water bill and will provide a realistic timetable for the establishment of seasonal service. With that, I will go through each trustee for any comments. Trustee Woolley?
No comment, I approve.
Trustee Savisky?
No comment, I approve.
At this point, we'll end up having to have a roll call vote, so if you have any comments. Trustee Rich?
No comment, vote approve.
Trustee Libby?
No comment.
Trustee Douglas.
My only comment is to say I thank the district for taking this move. I think it's a wise decision, and it will every little bit helps our ratepayers. So thank you.
Trustee Garrison.
No comment.
Trustee Lund.
No comment.
Trustee Levinsky.
No comment.
Trustee Beck.
Thank you. No comment.
And Trustee Burns.
No comment.
With that, if we could have a roll call vote, please.
Yes. Trustee Willie?
Yes.
Trustee Savisky?
Yes.
Trustee Rich?
Yes.
Trustee Libby?
Yes.
Trustee Cody?
Yes.
Trustee Douglas?
Yes.
Trustee Garrison?
Yes.
Trustee Lent?
Yes.
Trustee Levinsky?
Yes.
Trustee Beck?
Yes.
Trustee Burns?
Yes. Thank you. Item B.
The next item is Order 20-010, authorizing the final rate schedule for the water rate increase.
Thank you. So regarding this particular item, my understanding that the board, everyone on the board has been contacted, and the consensus is to table this motion for a business meeting later on, and my suggestion is in May. To revisit this, and if I could get a table motion, Trustee Lund.
Hold it. If anyone wants to discuss it first before we have a tabling motion, because once we make the tabling motion, there's no more discussion. We go directly from table motion, second, and vote. So if anyone wants to discuss this first, now would be the time to do that before the tabling motion is made.
Okay. Do I need to read the order first in order before any
nope.
discussion? No. Okay.
No, you don't.
Okay. Trustee Willie, any comments?
No comment.
Trustee Zavisky?
No comment.
Trustee Rich?
Just to say thank you. I think this shows great leadership. No comment after that.
Trustee Libby?
No comment.
Trustee Douglas?
No comment.
Trustee Garrison?
No comment.
Trustee Lund?
No trust.
Trustee Levinsky?
No comment.
Trustee Beck?
No comment.
And Trustee Burns?
No comment.
Thank you. A roll call would be appropriate?
No, now you need the tabling motion.
Okay. Trustee Lund, would you move that forward?
Yes, I make a motion that we table this item until at least the May meeting.
Trustee Rich, for a second.
Sorry, I was on mute. I second the motion.
Thank you. There's no discussion on a tabling motion. If we could get a roll call vote, please.
Trustee Willie?
Yes.
Trustee Zavisky?
Yes.
Trustee Rich?
Yes.
Trustee Libby?
Yes.
Trustee Cody?
Yes.
Trustee Douglas?
Yes.
Trustee Garrison?
Yes.
Trustee Lent?
Yes.
Trustee Levinsky?
Yes.
Trustee Beck?
Yes.
Trustee Burns?
Yes.
Thank you. I didn't see.
Order 20-011, authorizing actions related to the Little John Pump Station Upgrade Project.
Trustee Savisky.
Thank you. Hang on, let me pull it up. Sorry.
Nope.
Order, the general manager is hereby authorized to execute a service contract amendment with Tie and Bond, Inc., in the amount of $87,800 for construction services for the Little John Pump Station upgrades, CIP 2018-51/1360, the project, and being further ordered, a construction contract with Apex Construction, Inc. is hereby authorized in the amount of $599,999 for the project, and that the general manager and the treasurer, each acting singly, are authorized to take such steps as may be necessary to accomplish the intent of the vote. Be it further ordered that a total project budget is hereby authorized not to exceed $900,000, and that the general manager and the treasurer, each acting singly, are authorized to take such steps as may be necessary to accomplish the intent of the vote.
Trustee Willie, can we get a second?
Second.
Thank you.
Thank you. Some background. The Little John Pump Station Upgrade Project was bid with a base bid and four alternates. The base bid work includes the highest priority upgrades, which consists of replacing one original wastewater pump, all original suction and discharge piping within the pump station, and the original electrical and control systems at the pump station in Cape Elizabeth. While originally included in the project cost budget, the four alternates included replacement and upgrades to the level control, HVAC, plumbing, and lighting systems. The design was completed in December 2019. The project received design review approval from the Maine DEP State Revolving Fund and was put out to public bid on December 9, 2019. Bids were received from one general contractor on January 30, 2020, Apex Construction, Inc. The bid for the project is shown on Attachment A. Tie and Bond, Inc. performed a due diligence review and has determined that Apex Construction, Inc. has the contracting capacity, relevant project experience, qualifications, and resources to with today's bid contract, $599,999. The alternates are not being awarded. As approved by board resolution, the comprehensive method for procuring engineering services was approved for use on this project, allowing the same firm to be utilized for preliminary and final design as well as construction services. A contract for design services with Tyne Bond, Inc. was approved by board resolution in December 2018. The construction engineering and control system integrator services provided under the professional services amendment is $87,800. Project budget is as proposed on Attachment A. Fiscal review of the project is the construction of the Little John pump station upgrades and will have an estimated operating fund impact of $58,500 for Cape Elizabeth. The project is expected to be financed through the main SRF program. Corporate Council has reviewed the proposed order as to form. Staff recommended awarding the contract to the lowest responsive and responsible bidder for the project, Apex Construction, Inc., an amendment of the professional services contract with Tyne Bond to reflect the provision of construction services for the Little John pump station upgrades. The committee voted 3-0 to forward to the full board for its consideration. There is an attachment as well documenting the bid and the proposed budget for the project.
Great. Thank you. Any comments? Trustee Willie?
No comment.
Trustee Rich?
No comment.
Trustee Libby?
No comment.
Trustee Douglas?
No comment.
Trustee Garrison?
No comment.
Trustee Lunt?
No comment.
Trustee Levinsky?
No comment.
Trustee Beck?
Yes, just briefly, staff really stressed to us that the Little John pump station upgrade is absolutely essential to Cape Elizabeth, and that's why I'll be supporting this motion.
Thank you. And Trustee Burns? No comment. Thank you. Roll call vote, please.
Trustee Willie?
Yes.
Trustee Savisky?
Yes.
Trustee Rich?
Yes.
Trustee Libby?
Yes.
Trustee Cody?
Yes.
Trustee Douglas?
Yes.
Trustee Garrison?
Yes.
Trustee Lunt?
Yes.
Trustee Levinsky?
Yes.
Trustee Beck?
Yes.
Trustee Burns?
Yes. Thank you. Item D.
Order 20-12, authorizing the general manager to execute a lease agreement with Portland Trails.
Trustee Lunt?
Thank you. Be it ordered, the general manager is hereby authorized to execute a 10-year lease agreement with Portland Trails for walking trail crossings in various locations on PWD property, and be it further ordered, the general manager and the treasurer, each acting singly, are authorized to take such steps as may be necessary to accomplish the intent of this vote.
Trustee Libby, can I get a second?
Second.
Thank you.
Thank you. Background analysis, Portland Trails has plans for trails made in and around the Presumption River that will require crossing PWD property. The locations are as follows and as shown on the attached maps. Warren Avenue, Westbrook, 60-inch transmission main to Rocky Hill. West Bridge Street, East Bridge Street, Westbrook, East Bridge Street, Interceptor, and Force Main, two places. Allen Avenue, Portland, Elmer Feeder transmission main, Allen Avenue into Pine Grove Park. West Falmouth Feeder at Pine Grove River Crossing in Falmouth. These trails will be natural walking paths with no changes to upgrades and will not have any effect on PWD's facilities. Staff is proposing a 10-year lease similar to the one we have with the Penobscot Regional Land Trust for the Sebago to Sea Trail in Sandwich. There's a copy attached in the paperwork. The proposed lease will not involve any cash payments. Conclusion, staff recommended PWD proceed with a proposal described above. The committee approved and agreed to send to the full board for their consideration. situation, and there are some maps that are in the paperwork that are with this issue. And I would ask that the board pass this because I feel that we're working closely with these communities, and these communities keep an eye on these areas of the Portland Water District anyway, so it's a good deal for both of us.
Excellent. Thank you. Comments? Trustee Willie?
No comment.
Trustee Savisky?
No comment.
Trustee Rich?
No comment.
Trustee Libby?
No comment.
Trustee Douglas?
No comment.
Trustee Garrison?
No comment.
Trustee Levinsky?
No comment.
Trustee Beck?
No comment.
And Trustee Burns?
No comment.
Thank you. Roll call vote, please.
Trustee Willie?
Yes.
Trustee Savisky?
Yes.
Trustee Rich?
Yes.
Trustee Libby?
Yes.
Trustee Cody?
Yes.
Trustee Douglas?
Yes.
Trustee Garrison?
Yes.
Trustee Lunt?
Yes.
Trustee Levinsky?
Yes.
Trustee Beck?
Yes.
Trustee Burns?
Yes. Perfect. Item E, please.
It's order number 20-013. It's authorizing a contribution to the Western Foothills Land Trust for the property located in the town of Otisfield.
Trustee Lunt, please.
Thank you. The following proposed language is presented to the Board of Trustees for approval. Ordered that the general manager is authorized to contribute up to $8,610 for the Western Foothills Land Trust to support the conservation of land known as the Scribner Parcel located in the town of Otisfield. The background on the, yes, ask for a second.
Yes, if I get a second, Trustee Douglas.
I second that.
The background on this item, the Sebago Lake watershed encompasses 450 square miles and includes parts of more than 20 towns. The long-term water quality of the lake is a large part of a function of the nature and the scope of the development of the watershed. The district watershed land conservation policy states the district's commitment to support the locally initiated land conservation efforts. The Edwards parcel is 42 acres and is located in the town of Otisfield. Western Foothills Land Trust plans to purchase the land for the purpose of conservation. With the adjacent parcel already conserved, the acquisition of the Scribner land will create a contiguous area of over 300 acres of protected forest. The recommended contribution was determined using the district's site-specific analysis and is the same amount requested by the land trust. The district's conservation value for the parcel is calculated to be $86,800. The appraised value is $41,000. The contribution of $86,10 presents about 201 dollars per acre of protected land within the watershed. The district's contribution will be used towards stewardship. The entire parcel is within the watershed of Sebago Lake. The recommended contribution of $86,10 was calculated using the district's specific site assessment. The contribution of the project shall be funded through the district's through the district's watershed protection fund. The conclusion: this project will contribute to the long-term protection of Sebago Lake, and the recommended contributions meets the guidelines of the district of the district's 2015 watershed land conservation policy. The committee approved and agreed to send this to the full board for their consideration. There's a letter of request from the Western Foothills Trust in the paperwork.
Perfect. The comments, Trustee Willie.
No comment.
Trustee Savisky?
No comment, thank you.
Trustee Rich?
No comment.
Trustee Libby?
No comment.
Trustee Douglas?
No comment.
Trustee Garrison?
No comment.
Trustee Levinsky?
No comment.
Trustee Beck?
No comment.
And Trustee Burns?
No comment.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
No comment.
Trustee Willie?
Yes.
Trustee Savitsky?
Yes.
Trustee Rich?
Yes.
Trustee Libby?
Yes.
Trustee Cody?
Yes.
Trustee Douglas?
Yes.
Trustee Garrison?
Yes.
Trustee Lunt?
Yes.
Trustee Levinsky?
Yes.
Trustee Beck?
Yes.
Trustee Burns?
Yes. Thank you. Item F.
Order number 20-014, it's approving an amendment to the watershed land conservation policy outside the 2-mile limit.
Trustee Lund.
Thank you. The following proposed language is presented to the Board of Trustees for approval. Ordered that the district's policy watershed land conservation outside the 2-mile limit, which was first adopted in 2007 and amended in 2013 and 2018, is hereby amended with a request for the district real estate interest options.
Can I get a second? Trustee Levinsky.
Second that.
Thank you.
The district's policy entitled Watershed Land Conservation Outside the 2-Mile Limit, first adopted in 2007, affirms our commitment to and support for locally based conservation of forests in the watershed. This effort is critical because conserved forest is a natural water treatment method which is far less expensive than a constructed treatment plant. By working with rural landowners and local partners such as land trusts, conserving forest lands supports watershed towns cost the district less and leaves the ownership and future steward of to others. The district uses several different funding methods to support land conservation projects. Some of these sources, such as issuing bonds, require the district acquire a real estate interest. In other cases, such as with a particularly large property, it may not be required, but may be advisable to do so. The amendment to the policy reflects the board's preferred approach with regard to property interests. Analysis: the Federal Safe Drinking Water Act directs systems which are exempt from filtration to maximize land ownership and or to control land use within the watershed. The district's charter authorizes and empowers it to hold real property. Conclusions: the changes to the district's land conservation program that will result from the amendment provide a clear approach as to when the district will seek a property interest when contributing to forest conservation by others. The changes are designed to provide appropriate legal protection of the district's contribution to forest conservation without unnecessarily complicating or slowing the pace of conservation. The committee approved and agreed to send to the full board for their consideration. And I would ask that we pass it.
Thank you. To comments, Trustee Willie?
No comment.
Trustee Savitsky?
No comment, thank you.
Trustee Rich?
No comment, thank you.
Trustee Libby?
No comment.
Trustee Douglas?
No comment.
Trustee Garrison?
No comment.
Trustee Lund?
No comment.
Trustee Levinsky?
No comment.
Trustee Beck?
No comment.
Trustee Burns?
No comment.
Roll call vote, please.
Trustee Willie?
Yes.
Trustee Savitsky?
Yes.
Trustee Rich?
Yes.
Trustee Libby?
Yes.
Trustee Cody?
Yes.
Trustee Douglas?
Yes.
Trustee Garrison? Trustee Lent?
Yes.
Trustee Levinsky?
Yes.
Trustee Beck?
Yes.
Trustee Burns?
Yes. Thank you. Item G.
Resolution 20-005 is authorizing the general manager to exercise emergency powers.
Thank you, and I will take this one. The introduction of this particular agenda item, unlike the town manager, city managers here in our district, they have the power to enact emergency legislation and things within their borders without city council approval. The district, however, our general manager does not have that ability. She needs to come before the board for approval of anything with regards to emergency actions. And given the unique circumstances that we fall in right now, in order to expedite those the flexibility, her flexibility, and to make those emergency orders happen, this particular order has been drafted. It will expire 30 days after the civil state of emergency has been expires by the governor. So I just wanted to add that before I begin reading the motion. Whereas the governor of the state of Maine declared a civil state of emergency on March 15, 2020, and whereas in order to respond to and implement to the state of emergency, the general manager may be required to take actions that in the normal course of business the trustees. And whereas the Board of Trustees seeks a smooth continuation of operations at the district during the state of emergency, now therefore be it resolved that the general manager is authorized to take whatever actions he deems necessary to continue the operations of the district to protect public health and safety and protect the public health, safety, and well-being of the district's employees. This authority is granted from March 15, 2020 until 30 days after the end of the civil state of emergency declared by the governor. If I can get a second by Trustee Lutz.
Second.
A little background. So pursuant to the bylaws of the district, the general manager shall be the administrative head of all activities of the district under the policy guidance and governance of the Board of Trustees and shall have such other powers and duties as the trustees from time to time shall prescribe. The general manager shall keep the Board of Trustees fully informed at all times as to the status of district activities. The governor of the state of Maine has declared a state of emergency in order to respond to the coronavirus pandemic and its effects our state. As a result of this state of emergency, it may be necessary of the general manager to take actions that would normally be authorized by the Board of Trustees because such actions must be taken quickly. In addition, because of the continuously evolving circumstances related to the virus, the general manager may need to take actions related to the district's employees that will allow operations to continue and allow for the protection of the health and welfare of the employees. Pursuant to the bylaws, the general manager will continue to keep the Board of Trustees informed of actions she has taken. Corporate Counsel has reviewed the proposed motion and approved the form. Conclusions, the state of emergency related to the coronavirus is ever evolving. Approval of this resolution will allow the general manager to respond to this changing situation. Comment, Trustee Willie.
No comment.
Trustee Savisky.
No comment, thanks.
Trustee Rich.
No comment.
Trustee Libby.
No comment.
Trustee Douglas.
No comment.
Trustee Garrison.
No comment.
Trustee Lunt.
No comment.
Trustee Levinsky.
comment.
Trustee Beck? No comment. Trustee Burns?
No comment.
Roll call, please.
Trustee Willie?
Yes.
Trustee Savisky?
Yes.
Trustee Rich?
Yes.
Trustee Libby?
Yes.
Trustee Cody?
Yes.
Trustee Douglas?
Yes.
Trustee Garrison?
Yes.
Trustee Lent?
Yes.
Trustee Levinsky?
Yes.
Trustee Beck?
Yes.
Trustee Burns?
Yes. Thank you. That brings us to the end of our new business. Other business items that may be added to the agenda provide 7 trustees vote to waive this rule. Anybody have any other business they would like to bring up? Hearing none, bring us to our second invitation for a public comment. And do we have anyone out there from the public? Hearing none, I'll close the public comment on that. Bring us to trustee comments, and I'll go down the line. Trustee Willie.
I would like to extend my comment that was correctly stated in the March 2020 workshop minutes about Presumpscot River Land Trust's request to have the Portland Water District support the land trust effort to increase the river's water quality designation. At the workshop, I referenced the city of Westbrook as a decision maker, but want to include the towns of Gorham and Windham, as our treatment facility we operate is a regional wastewater treatment facility. That's it.
Great. So noted. Trustee Savisky.
No comments other to commend the district staff for their leadership during this challenging time, in particular Donna for setting up this meeting and Carrie for her leadership. And thanks to all the district employees for their hard work. So other than that, nothing else. Thanks.
Agreed. Trustee Rich.
I agree with my neighbor. Joe, thank you. And no other comments. Thank you, everyone.
Trustee Libby.
No comments.
Trustee Douglas.
Yeah, I agree with Trustee Savisky. Thank you so much.
Trustee Garrison.
Yes, thank you, everyone, and no further comments.
Trustee Lund.
Yeah, I'm the one that always has something to say. I appreciate everything that the staff has done, and the president has been extremely helpful through this process as well. And we think we handle the situation well, and I'm sure it will be continued that way. However, I, as much as I detest having these meetings like this one tonight, it was a necessary item, and I'm glad we did it. But I hope we don't have to do it very many more times because I detest it. Thank you.
Trustee Beck.
Yes, I'd like to just echo the kind words for staff and especially gratitude for the tremendous focus put on the safety of the employees of the district. That is something that I've really been heartened to see, not surprised, but very encouraged by it, and just briefly extend my best wishes to my fellow trustees. Stay healthy, and talk to you soon.
And Trustee Burns.
Yeah, just a thank you to the men and women on the staff of the Portland Water District for showing up and doing what they have to do in spite of a coronavirus pandemic. And so thank you very much to all of them.
Thank you. I agree with everybody's comments. Just a footnote to the workshop next Monday will also be by teleconferencing. The
applications that we received for the scholarship, and followed by, as Carrie put out, the other agenda items. That brings us to adjournment, and I don't have a gavel here, but we are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you. Good
night. Are we all set, Donna?
We're all set. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Good
job.
Good work, Mr. President. Yep. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.